From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Cairns. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In this podcast, I sit down with Beatrice Tobica, and we talk about WP Stream, a streaming service that runs with inside of WordPress. It's revolutionary. Grab a drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. Today, I'm here with Beatrice Tobica from WP Stream. How are you today, Beatrice?
Hi, Rob. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So Beatrice and I met at the Adoram Summit, and they have a remarkable, I think a bit of a revolutionary product called WP Stream, but we'll get to that. But I was going to start by a question I always like to ask. And Beatrice, how did you get into business, and how did you find yourself in the WordPress space?
Well, I kind of got in the WordPress space through WP Stream. So I had no experience with WordPress before, and I was kind of just thrown in, and that's just basically it. And after a few months, actually not even a few months, a few weeks into it, I just saw how simple it was to use, and I was already just kind of creating pages, obviously with page builders and things, because I'm not a coder myself, but everything was pretty simple, and that's just how I got into it through WP Stream.
No, that's really cool. And I'm not in the, I should tell, most of my listeners know, I'm not in the Gutenberg versus page builder fight camp, as you want to call it out there. There's a lot of discussion going on, and I just kind of say, use what you're comfortable with and go that route. And I think that's really important,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's so true.
So let's talk a little bit about live streaming in general. Live streaming's kind of become really big, hasn't it, lately?
Yeah, it has. And I feel like since the pandemic has started, that's when the boost happened. That's where you saw everyone live streaming. Zoom was a big thing. There was Clubhouse, the app, and just everyone seemed to be live streaming. And that's kind of when WP Stream also got the boost after the pandemic hit. And that's when I got hired at WP Stream. So yeah, live streaming has been really big. I watch a lot of people on Twitch as well. I love staying on Twitch. So even when I'm not at work, I'm just always watching live streaming. It's a big thing. And I don't think it's just for my generation specifically. I'm part of the Gen Z. But I feel like it's for everyone nowadays. Anyone that can have access to the internet is just live streaming.
Yeah, it's so true. I was sharing with you before we went to record, I used to do BMX bike events. And we did them, and in those days, we literally took a MacBook and a web camera, and we had somebody sit on top of a 10-foot ramp in a corner and live stream right off the 10-foot ramp. It's that simple.
And yeah, it's so simple.
Yeah. And it was, and the views he's got because of the people involved in the community were incredible. So, you know, we've done some stuff like that. We've done some stuff where every year in May, we have a ceremony in Toronto where we have a memorial for all fallen police officers in the province, and we've live streamed that event the same way before we got to really high techy equipment. So, the point I'm making is you don't necessarily have to start with a Rolls-Royce setup to live stream.
Definitely not. Just need your phone, your laptop, or webcam. You don't need anything sophisticated. It's just as simple as that. And I feel like it, in our world nowadays, the citizens or people have become journalists in a way, so they can really quickly take out their phone and like record what's happening at that moment. So that's kind of what you were doing as well. You just propped up a laptop, you started live streaming, and that's a form of citizen journalism.
Yep. And that's the power of live streaming and WordPress and democratizing the whole publishing game, as we talk about in our community.
Exactly.
It's funny, though. And the other thing that's helped is equipment has gotten cheaper. I mean, you can basically build a video studio for a couple $1,000. You can build an audio studio for under $1,000. I mean, it's become, because the equipment is so mass produced now, it makes it easier for the average person, and the point of entry is actually cheaper.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's just so accessible to anyone, everyone. Whether you go buy it in person in the store, you just get it online. Everything's online nowadays, and it's just at your doorstep in a day.
Yeah, I would tell anybody Amazon's probably your friend in this one. So,
Amazon Prime.
certainly is my friend. The joke around my house is, do I have shares in the Amazon company, and do they pay me?
We're not promoting at this point, but...
Yeah, not at all. So let's jump into your product, WP Stream.
Sure.
One of the things I'll tell you, having run through the setup process, is it's really easy to set it up. I didn't find it difficult at all to set up WP Stream.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah. Talk a little about your product, what it does, and what its really good use cases.
So WP Stream is basically a plugin that you can use to live stream. You can record your live stream, and you can take those recordings and create video on demand. And a lot of people come to us because obviously, they can go live on Twitch or on YouTube or all these other platforms. But some of our viewers may want to monetize their live streams, for example, or they just don't want to use a third party. They just want to add it straight to their WordPress website. So that's why most of our users come to us, because they want a solution on their WordPress website, white label, and they can just do their own thing on it. So that's basically what we do. We make live streaming as easy as possible. And a lot of our clients, they're beginners, they're first timers. And like you said, and I'm so happy you said that, it's really easy to set up. So even a beginner can get started.
No, I would agree. And you guys have a really good video that shows you how to get started. And honestly, you know, I've heard a lot where people say, oh, this only takes 5 minutes. And I'm pretty techy, but I think a beginner could set up your product in 5 minutes with the help of the video. I don't think that's like a barrier on this one. And often with these types of products, the setup is the barrier. Like I was sharing with you, I used to use OBS a lot. And the problem with OBS is it is a pain to set up. I will say that I know it's a favorite, but it is, it's full with stream keys and everything else. It becomes tough to set up. So,
So and that's why you can just go live from your browser. You don't need OBS necessarily. A lot of people do choose OBS because, like you said, it's pretty popular. Everyone uses it. But if you're a beginner, you may not know what OBS is, or you're not just there yet. So you just can go live with your browser, straight from your phone, your webcam. So you don't have to go through these other streaming apps like OBS or Streamlabs. Streamlabs is very similar to OBS, but yeah, that's another story.
Yeah, and the other thing you mentioned was if you were doing paid content. And what people forget about, truthfully, is if you're posting on YouTube, and that is a paid video, you're actually violating YouTube's terms of service. And people forget about that all the time. They say, oh, well, my video got pulled down. And then you get into the issues on YouTube of copyright music in the background, having to prove that you bought copyright to the music that you're using in the background. And people, you know, generally, their AI or their artificial intelligence isn't perfect. So they'll yank some videos down. They won't yank others down. They'll only yank them down if people complain. And then if you're trying to monetize that video, that's actually grounds to yank the video down in itself on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we actually get a lot of those use cases with faith communities like churches and things like that. We have a lot of churches who use live streaming for their website because for this specific reason, exactly, either copyright or their music, they don't have licenses. But a lot of times they're saying that we aren't any actually breaking any rules. We're the ones in our core. We're singing it or we're playing it on our instruments. We're not actually using any music, but it's so just the way that YouTube, its robots, the algorithm and things like that. There are some things that you can't really pinpoint of what is going to lead to your videos being taken down. So they just prefer to do it on their website.
Yeah. The product runs with inside WordPress. So I have to ask the question, which I always do every time we look at WordPress products. So whether that's an LMS product, whether that's a marketing product like Groundhog. Adrian Tobey's a good friend of mine who's the founder of Groundhog, and we've talked about this.
Yeah,
whether
right.
it's the CRM inside of WordPress and now a live stream product inside of WordPress. What does this do to the resources of the WordPress website?
Sorry?
What does it do running your WP stream inside WordPress? Does it slow it down? What does it do to the resources of the website?
Actually, we don't. All our videos, all our live stream is hosted on our platform, so it doesn't affect your website in any way. It doesn't slow it down. It doesn't affect it because everything just takes place on our servers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, actually. It's the same way a number of WordPress-based SaaS products kind of work.
Yeah.
They have a plugin and then they connect to their service. So that leads me to my next question. And I don't know if you can say or can't say, where are your servers located? Because that could be an issue for somebody who's got country or restrictions based on the type of industry they're in. So are they like in Europe? Are they in the US? Are they?
Oh, we actually have a few on different continents. So wherever you're located, if you find that your live stream is not going well, it's slow or things like that, our customers usually drop us an email and yeah, we can sort that out for them. So we have servers all over the world. So it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I asked that question too is certain industries have certain restrictions. So if you're live streaming, say for a financial industry in the US, they might have a restriction in their industry that says that data has to be stored on a US server. I mean, I know in Europe, certain GDPR countries certainly have that restriction.
that's the case.
And GDPR has kind of made a mess of the online world from a big perspective as far as I'm concerned.
Especially in Europe.
So you talked about video on demand. What type of video on demand does your service provide?
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, so you mentioned that one of the great things with WP Stream is you can do VOD or video on demand. How does that work, and how is it pushed out?
So basically you can record, either you can record your live streams or you can upload your video files onto our servers. And then you take those and you basically create a kind of a product But it depends. If you're doing pay-per-view, that is considered a product. But if you're doing a free one, it's just a free-to-view video on demand. Yes. So you just give it its title, description, and then you publish it. And then once you publish it, you can post it either on a specific page, or you can just use the link that's provided automatically when you publish it. So that's how VOD works. And it's either through your recording, so recording your live stream, or uploaded files.
Does a lot of your customer base use the VOD service, Beatrice, or is most of it people just going live? Like, do you know what the breakdown is?
Most of our customers do go live, but we have quite a few of them who also use the VOD and mostly recording their live streams.
Yeah. It's also worth asking, what type of resolution do you guys push out in? Is it like 1080p or 720, or do you know offhand?
It depends on what type of resolution you want. You set it up yourself on whatever you use. So whether you're going through the browser, you set it up from there. The higher quality you want, you will need more resources. So we kind of calculate that or you calculate that, it depends. We also have custom plans. So if a customer wants a plan that's bigger than what's currently available, we can set that up. We ask them what quality they want. If they want a higher quality, we have to provide them with more resources. So it just depends on each user.
Yeah, and I think people need to be aware of, truly, is if you're going to record in 1080p or even go to 4K, yet you have to remember what's your audience and what are they capable of viewing this in. And 4K videos take a lot of bandwidth and they take a lot of resources. And people need to realize that maybe your audience might not have the ability to watch those videos really well, and that could be an issue too. So I always say to people, before you just jump to the top end, think about what your consumers will need, and that's, to me, more important.
Yeah, we often recommend that to our clients as well, especially when they come in with a need for a bigger custom plan. We just recommend, hey, listen, you might not need this big of a plan, and we're kind of helping your wallets here. Your users may not be watching at the very high quality, depending on the region they're in, their internet connection, and different factors. So, yeah.
I'll share a story. I did an event about 5 years ago, and everybody was insistent that all the pre-roll stuff had to be in 4K. And I looked at the team and said, you don't want us. And they looked at me and said, just do it. So I produced, we had a professional video and we dumped these videos into the stream. And they all looked at me and said, these file sizes are huge. And I said, well, you asked for 4K. That's what you get on that one. If you know what I mean, like the bigger the stream size, the bigger the file size, the higher the quality, the bigger the file size.
Yeah, and I can imagine people that don't really know the industry and they just expect someone to do it for them. They don't understand that 4K requires a lot of resources, bigger file size and things like that. And they don't think about these things.
Yep. And they don't think about the bandwidth requirement on the internet to consume the 4K video. And, you know, and I don't know about Europe, but in North America, most of the TV stations are still running, like on cable, are still running like 1080i. They don't even run 1080p. You can get 4K on selected channels, but it's
or not, maybe if you pay more or something, right?
But it's not as commonplace as people think. Like it's just, but whereas Japan, for example, because their technology haven is totally different. All the TV in Japan's in 4K now, pretty well.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're kind of on video. They're always at the high end in the echelon, so to speak.
I mean, Japan is just years ahead of everyone else. So,
yeah,
they're amazing.
It's true. So what other features do you guys have on the roadmap for WP Stream?
So for the future or currently?
Yeah, both.
Well, currently we still have certain features like setting up your Netflix website with different types of subscriptions. So we have just regular subscription where you pay either weekly, monthly, yearly, things like that. Then we have our bundles where you can purchase a certain live video or a live stream or a video, and then you have access to a group of products. Or the third one, which we call our global or Netflix type subscription, where you purchase one thing and you have access to everything on the website. And then we also have our next feature where regular users can go live on your website, similar to Twitch. So of course, not everyone exactly can go live unless you provide them with permissions to. So this is kind of a security thing so that not everyone has the right to go live on your website. So you can just assign different users. They can set up a live stream and just start streaming. So we have a lot of e-commerce marketplace type of businesses that use this feature so that their influencers, for example, can just go live on their website and the influencers' fans come on and they start scribing, oh, today we have this product to sell. Make sure you check it out down below. And they set up different products, for example, with the t-shirts or trousers, shoes, things like that. So in this video, I'm recommending the following, and then they'll find the link to all these products right under the live stream. And this has been a big thing, especially in China, the past few years. So it's just been recently become a thing in the West. So yeah, that's our second feature. And then in the future, we have a lot of things coming up, but unfortunately, I can't really speak on it right now. But I'll let you know. You might be the first to know when something new comes up.
Yeah, and like, stay tuned, and I get that. The point is what they're doing up at WP Stream, Beatrice and her team, they're keep evolving their product and making it better, and that's the really important thing.
We just recently updated our website. So this was last year, at the end of last year. So the website you see now is like the new and improved version. And the usability on the website, so how you set up the live streaming and the channels and things like that, we also updated that. I forgot to mention that part. So we're constantly working on the plugin itself and the way we use the plugin, how we talk to our clients and things like that. So, yeah.
I think that's really important too, is making it easy for clients, making it easy for getting around, making the website experience really good. A lot of SaaS vendors forget about that. They just kind of throw it up there and say, I'll buy the product. And that's a big part of the marketing for the product. So I think that matters. One of the things I really liked was you touched on that influencers are starting to use the live streaming or video on demand to showcase products. That's becoming a big deal. Especially if you're in things like affiliate sales. I'm not typically, but a lot of people are. And when you get into that affiliate sales, that makes it a lot easier. So, you know, I think that's a good way to showcase some products is use video, and a product like this can just make it even easier, frankly.
Yeah, because you can even imagine, so a big brand collaborates with an influencer who's also big. So the brand already has their fans or their loyal followers. And then the influencers comes in with their own brand, their own followers. And it's just a very good combination, and it's very fruitful for both parties. And it just works.
Yeah. And that's the key, like, folks, having played with the product enough before we did this interview, I can tell you it just works. It's simple. It's easy to use. If you don't want all the complexity of setting up all the settings, I think this is a great product to look at to fill your live stream needs. So let's talk pricing. What's the pricing for the product at this point in time?
So when you first sign in, when you first register, you do get a free trial that you can use. And then if you want to do some more streaming, if you figure out if it's good or not for you, the lowest plan is our family plan, which is at $19 per month. And we also have the team plan, which is $49. Our friends plan is $149. And fans plan is $399. And this is all, by the way, American dollars, just to be clear.
What's the typical plan that people tend to go to once they get going?
Usually they get the friends plan. But this is, I feel like this is more for those advanced streamers, those who already know what's going on. But then for our beginners, they usually go for the lower plan, the family plan, which is at $19, which makes sense because if you're still a beginner, you're not sure what's going on, you don't know how this works, you want to start low and see how it goes. And the thing about our plans, you can cancel them at any time. You're not committed to a yearly subscription. So yeah, you can either upgrade, downgrade. So you're not placed there by force on a particular subscription plan. And the first one, the family plan, you get 100 gigabytes of streaming data. You can have 5 concurrent live channels. So 5 different channels can be active at the same time. And you also get 2 gigabytes of storage. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty wholesome subscription plan for beginners.
Yeah, and that's a good way to start and get your feet into the world of live streaming. As I've said a couple times, I think once you start doing it, live streaming is like anything else. It just takes practice and it takes time. And then you'll start looking at your equipment and saying, I need to upgrade this camera. I need to upgrade this audio.
Yeah.
Audio to me on video is more important than most people think. I need to upgrade my lighting. There's some really good solutions out there. You can purchase like LED lights, which I've got. And it makes life so easy now. And they're inexpensive. I mean, the cost has come way down. So
it's a journey. And even with the settings themselves, you can set them up so that the default, whenever you create your channel to go live, all the default settings are there already. So you don't have to enable or disable each setting each and every time. So whether you want your viewer count to show or you want, I don't know, if you want to record your live stream, if you want to record each and every one of your live stream, you just set that by default. And each time you go live, you'll know for sure that live stream is being recorded. So you don't have to go each time to deal with these settings.
Yeah, so true. If somebody wants to find out more about your product or talk to you, how's the best way, Beatrice?
Well, the best way is to email us at office@wpstream.net. Or you can follow our social media pages. On Twitter, it's streaming for WP. So streaming the number 4, WP Stream. And for Facebook, you can also find us at WP Stream Software. And our LinkedIn is WP Stream.
Thanks very much, Beatrice. Thanks for coming on and talking about your product. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was so lovely speaking to you once again.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. A very special thank you to Beatrice for joining me on today's edition of the SDM Show. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show. The SDM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.